It's been a decade-long struggle for Washington's pygmy rabbits. The palm-sized bunnies have been all but wiped out from the state, and efforts to breed them in captivity were failing. So biologists are now attempting to breed the rabbits in their natural habitat. Correspondent Courtney Flatt explains the pygmy rabbits are finally doing what rabbits are supposed to do.
It's an unseasonably cold and rainy day in central Washington's Sagebrush Flats.
I am so wet.
Biologist Chad Edson is also caked in mud. He's leading a group of scientists and volunteers through 6 Finston acres. They're scanning the sagebrush for baby pygmy rabbits.
There goes one down there. That's a good one.
Biologists are hoping to capture 20 bunnies to tag and release into the wild. That's a lot for a species that was all but extinct in the state. For a decade, biologists tried to rear the species in the Oregon Zoo, Northwest Trek and Wildlife Park, and Washington State University. But the pygmy rabbits didn't like to breed in captivity. Their numbers dwindled, and they suffered from a lot of diseases. So during the middle of breeding season last year, biologists moved the rabbits to these semi-wild enclosures. They're guarded with electric wires and spikes on top of fence posts. That's to keep North America's smallest rabbit safe from
coyotes, badgers, weasels, lots of birds of prey. They're pretty important prey species out here in the sagebrush.
That's Penny Becker. She's leading the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife's pygmy rabbit reintroduction effort. She's traipsing through the sagebrush, measuring each of the endangered animals volunteers catch. And capturing the tiny rabbits is not an easy task for the group of 8. The rabbits dart like ghosts from sagebrush to sagebrush in a game of catch me if you can.
Coming towards you.
Right, go right at you. Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right, let's head down towards that corner. We'll give these ones a break. They're winning.
Once Edson and the volunteers finally corral a rabbit into a burrow, they must capture it for tagging. This involves placing a dry-as-possible pillowcase at one hole and running a plumbing snake attached to a tennis ball through the other hole.
There, one went right. There he goes.
Oh, he's in!
Compared to previous years, the population is exploding in the wild. Becker had hoped for 60 babies this year. And as of this day, Becker says, the rabbits had produced more than 115 babies. That's with about 2 months to go in breeding season.
They're finally doing what they're supposed to, so we're excited about that.
No one really knows what exactly caused the boom. Rocky Beach is with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says he's lost sleep worrying about the pygmy rabbits.
There's an old saying, if you can't be good, be lucky. It's a little bit of both in this instance. They're not out from underneath the woods yet, that's for sure.
The unexpected jump in numbers finally gives biologists room to experiment and gather data they can actually measure. Before, the numbers were so small that scientists could only make guesses. Becker says this is the 3rd release this year. She does the math in her head.
Let me think. 51. And then we'll release another 18 today. Yeah, so after today, we will have released 69 kits so far this season.
Volunteers hike through the brush. They carry blue crates packed with pygmy rabbits. Everyone keeps quiet to avoid scaring other rabbits away. Becker gives the marching orders.
I'll show you where your release site is.
At the first site, she holds up one finger and mouths, "Who has release 1?
And as you're there, you'll see some artificial burrows at your release site.
But they're not always easy to find. Becker studies a handheld GPS, looking for each burrow. She whispers, "There's one right there."
You'll get a piece of burlap. You put the burlap in one side of the artificial burrow. Put your rabbit in, and then put burlap in the other side.
Rocky Beach carefully lifts a tiny rabbit into its new burrow. And waits a few minutes for the baby to settle before removing the burlap. It's now up to the rabbits to breed in the wild. If that's successful, Becker says, researchers hope to find out how to keep the rabbits in the area to continue breeding. But this is one step forward. I'm Courtney Flatt in Ephrata, Washington,